a right by Waugh, an uppercut. He's all on, he's going great against us, going to center eye. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Hour number two of Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Of course, I'm joined by all my all-stars in studio. He drove his Tesla all the way up from L.A. Didn't stop but a couple times for some chicks. Bottom line is, Zach Attack Young, how you like the City by the Bay?
Well, I like the City by the Bay quite well. I don't know about that other thing.
Oh, come on. Let's be honest. Let's talk about the NFL. NFL, of course, the draft is yet to come. Who will be the first player pick?
I think Deshaun Watson of Clemson, the current national champion.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, that's who I would pick. I think that he has the most potential.
Franchise player?
Yeah, definitely.
Right away, franchise player.
I think so.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, open phone lines around the world. You want to talk sports? We can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Skype line, the address is Sports Byline and the number 2. You are tuned to the Taco Man Show, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, Sports Byline.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. I recently had the opportunity on the podcast to sit down with Dr. Helen Fisher, the biological anthropologist who is regarded as one of the world's foremost authorities on the science of love. This is what she had to say to singles who are looking to meet their match.
Well, they got to get onto the internet. 40% of singles in our study of 5,000 had met the person they're currently going out with on the internet. Only 25% had met their last first date through a friend. So it is now the single most effective ways to find somebody. And we found that those who date online are significantly more likely to have a full-time job, to have much more higher education, and to be more eager to marry. So the people who go online are fishing in the right pond. I would say to women, the boys are on the internet.
I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. To listen to our podcast, visit together.show. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number 1 in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
We can't agree on anything anymore. As a country, we just can't agree. We just fight about everything. We can't even agree on Black Lives Matter. That's a controversial statement. Black lives matter. Not matters more than you, just matters. Matters. Just matters. That's where we're starting the negotiations. Matters. We can't agree on that shit. What the f*** is less than matters? Black lives exist. Can we say that? Can we say... Is that controversial? We always ask for the lowest common denominator. We ask for the lowest rights. Gays were fighting for equal rights. Equal rights. That's... Could you believe that's an actual stance you could have? You could be for equal rights? That means there's people out there saying, I think everybody should have the same rights as everyone else. And there's other people like, nah, son, I disagree. I just don't think so. Black people was fighting for civil rights, not even equal. Just civil. Can we get civil? Can we get, I'll take civil rights. Just be civil. Just want civil. Can we get civil? Turn the f***ing hose off. Can we just get... They don't tell you black lives don't matter. That's not what they say. That's not the argument. They hit you with that slick shit. Like, well, all lives matter. Really? Semantics? That would be like if your wife came up to you and was like, do you love me? And you were like, baby, I love everybody. What are you talking about? I love all God's creatures. What are you saying? You're no different. Why do black people always have to get over shit so quickly?
Taco Man Radio and Sports Byline Broadcast Network present the greatest athletes in sports history. Here's Zach Young.
Today's greatest athlete of the week is none other than Lionel Messi of Barcelona and Argentina fame, the soccer star. And, you know, there's a lot of soccer players, a lot of soccer stars throughout the history of soccer. But of all the soccer stars, Lionel Messi is the only little wizard.
But the fact they do have that policy in terms of their player selection makes it all the more remarkable that along with Barcelona and Real Madrid, Athletic Bilbao have never been relegated from the Primera Division.
It's something to be admired, I have to say. Well, there's three of them, right? He's still going. Look at this, Kevin.
It's a brilliant run from Messi. Can he go all the way? It's one of the great Copa del Rey final goals from the magical Mercurial.
Do you take a few more chances here knowing you have the advantage? Messi on Laure. Messi!
For the hat-trick! Lionel Messi! Barcelona at the top of their footballing tree once again. And Lionel Messi Messi is their giant sequoia.
Assistència de Xavi, més que preta per Messi, 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 immens Messi, encara 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 Messi, gol, 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 gol. Away from two, three, four. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How good is he? A near supernatural goal from Lionel Messi.
Did well to wriggle that ball away from Escudes as Iniesta. Onto it now is Messi. Brilliantly done. Oh, it's glorious. Goal number 231 as he closes in on Barcelona's all-time record goalscorer, Cesar. Now just four behind him.
The goal is a complete work of art. He's just going to make the point.
Cross in with the right velocity and the right height.
Yeah.
They could meet it.
What's to do with the spring and the timing? Look at this from Messi. Look at this, Rob.
He leaves one. He leaves two for that. Takes on three. Takes on four. Beats the goalkeeper. You're just lost for words. He is just brilliant.
Well, I've said it so many times this season, he's the best on the planet, and that's one of the reasons why. You give him half a chance, he's beaten the same man twice, he's beaten two or three others, he's left them for dead. Unbelievable balance, strength, skill, ability. He is the best. What a goal. Second of the game, ties it up for Barcelona.
Goes under the legs of the defender, dribbles forward to himself, around the keeper, and puts it in!
And he leaves Getafe in acid! Again, Messi, nothing less than absolute brilliance on steroids. When we look at this again...
Lionel Messi into the area. Now they have to watch the steps. Oh, magical Messi! Something else. The defenders went for the snake hips. The feet continued to dance.
Sweep for Real. No start against Atletico next. Thiago. Messi.
Oh.
Messi! Than we are living in.
Step up and five in the attack for Barca. A little behind Busquets. Messi poked free by Figueres. Drives across, gets it back,
and sneaks it home for the hat trick. There he is again. This is astonishing skill from Messi on the run. And it keeps on maintaining your faith in magic.
Two goals and 600 appearances, the 2008 Olympic gold with Argentina, the 2009 FIFA World Player of the Year, the best player in La Liga, the Spanish Premier League, in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2015.
Best player since Pelé? Is that what you're trying to say here?
It's fair to say that.
Okay, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Pelé was like the guy. Pelé's kid just got out of the slammer, went back to jail, I think, for 7 or 8 years, money laundering and drugs down there in Brazil. But the great Pelé, of course, still alive in the 60s and the 70s, and I think into the 80s as well. He was an icon. He was all about soccer. He was the only soccer star I ever knew.
Right, Pelé, I mean... You look at him, and it's hard to imagine anyone topping his records. And in terms of World Cups and things like that, I don't think anyone is going to touch that. But Messi, I mean, as an individual player, supremely talented. He won the Copa del Rey in 2009, 2012, 2015, and 2016. The UEFA Super Cup in 2009, 2011, and 2015. The FIFA Club World Cup Golden Ball in 2009 and 2011.
Time out. How much money does he make a year?
Just, you know, it's, you don't even know, honestly, because there's all those sponsorships and all that you don't hear about.
I mean, do you think, shouldn't he
it's
be
over 40 million?
But his shouldn't. I mean, shouldn't he be like the highest paid athlete on the planet, considering what he does over there in Europe and down there in South America? I mean, he touches all parts of the world, just about, except for Antarctica.
Yeah, I mean, and he does make a lot. Him and, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, they're making a lot of money to do that. But I know that they're always near the top of the list when it comes to that.
Floyd Mayweather makes more money than those guys?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, no! Floyd does?
He usually tops the list on the athletes.
You gotta be kidding me. Speaking of Floyd Mayweather, any chance of him coming back and fighting Conor McGregor? We alluded to that in hour number one. We never got to it.
I think there is a chance of that. I
mean, all right, where do you put it? 50-50?
I'd say so. I think it's probably about 50-50.
I think it's 60-40. You know why? I think Dana's going to get behind it because Dana realizes there's some money to be made there, and Dana's about making money. And nothing else, no doubt about that. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Gonna switch gears. Gonna talk about a sport we never ever talk about. Hockey. No, we're not talking about hockey. We'll talk about a sport we never talk about next up here on Sports Byline. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line, that's happening as well. And the address is Sports Byline and the number 2. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, live in studio with Zach Attack Young here on Sports Byline.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered.
And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks, and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
A little bit of a swerve there, Zach. We talk baseball, of course, Major League Baseball getting underway. The Cactus League, spring training, call it what you want, but they're all down there starting to get their act together. Fat guys are starting to get slim and this and that. Let's look at the American League West to start off with, the 2017 American League West. The Astros are favored, but the Rangers and Mariners, they've got good teams as well.
They do have good teams, and I think it's an interesting race outside of the Angels, who I don't think are going to do too much.
Okay. Houston went 84-78 in 2016, 90-72 in 2017. What can I tell you? Can they improve on that? I mean, they're a pretty damn good ball club.
Yeah, I think they could improve slightly, but, I mean, winning more than 90 games, you can't really be – too upset about that.
No doubt about that. Now, when we look at the Chicago Cubs, do we see history again in October?
I would be surprised if they won again, just because it's hard for anybody to go back-to-back. But, I mean, they'll be one of the top teams this year, no doubt.
Now the Giants can't seem to get too many hits, but yet one of their coaches was struck in the face. I shouldn't put it to you like that. Evidently, he was hit by a foul ball or something like that. Jose Alquel was struck in the face by a check swing foul ball off the bat of Hunter Dozier of the Royals on Saturday. He was taken to a nearby hospital. He was airlifted and had surgery to repair a broken nose. He also suffered cuts and small bones. The bottom line is, watch the ball.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on the ball. Because you know what? I think if you have your eye on the ball, you're probably not going to get hit by it.
To get hit that hard, especially.
I was sitting in the stands at Candlestick Park, I guess about in the early 70s, and some lady got clipped by a line drive, you know what I'm saying? And she wasn't looking nowhere at the ball, and everybody was looking at the ball, and we looked the ball right into her face. You know what I'm saying? We were all watching, pow! And that's when the late Charlie Finley of the Oakland A's came out and said we should have orange baseballs.
I remember that.
Yeah, orange baseballs.
All right, more visible.
Listen, they're trying to get the game to go faster. I mean, they're trying to say now that you can't walk a guy on four pitches. You have to signal to the dugout that you're walking this guy instead of throwing the four pitches. So what about if you want to do a pitch out or something like that in those four pitches? I mean, that screws up the game. And they think you're going to save. I think they'll save an average of 34 seconds a game on this, Zach. What are they doing?
I don't know. I mean, there's other things it seems like they could fix before that.
We're talking baseball here. Think about that, folks. Instead of walking, there's a motion is made from the dugout to the umpire and then the pitcher and that kind of good stuff, and the guy automatically walks to first base without the four pitches. That's something. There's something wrong with this. Something vile about that, Zach. There just is. I mean, four pitches. A lot of things can happen. Guys steal bases. Guys move up. Guys decide, you know what? I'm going to take a swing at that. I can't remember who took a check swing at some ball that was an intentional walk a few years ago, and it was a deciding factor in a big, big game. But, you know, that's taking the elements of baseball away from baseball. What's the mindset behind it besides the 34 seconds a game?
I guess they just want to try to do something different, to try to change it up. Anytime there's someone new in charge. But my question to you is, if you were the commissioner, how would you speed up the game?
I wouldn't worry about speeding up the game. I don't really think you need to speed up the game. I think they're getting enough commercials out of this. The baseball games are about commercials, okay? They're about commercials. And they're getting enough commercial time out of that. Everybody seems to be making money. The players are making great salaries. They're making record salaries and things like that. So I got no problems with commercials, man. Listen, if you're watching baseball on regular TV, you get to watch commercials. If you're watching TV on Giants Vision or Comcast and any of that crap, those pay channels, you shouldn't have to watch nothing if you're paying for it.
That's a good point. But at the end of the day, I mean, games keep getting longer and longer. Is there a point where you think that a game is too long?
It's baseball. We're back to the elements of baseball. Listen, overall, I'm not a big baseball fan. Baseball's too long for me. In fact, I go to the Giants games, and they give me a beer, and I'm asleep by the second inning. I'm.
You see Pedro Rodgers. I mean,
I'm just not all that interested in it. Although after people getting hit by foul balls, I was sitting behind the screen. The screen behind home plate. There, I was sitting behind that screen. I don't think I'd have fallen asleep at the ballpark without being the protection of the screen, because I don't want to get clipped by a line drive. Once you watch some ball into some lady's face, you watching the ball, Zach. The ball's traveling. I mean, the ball's just. They were playing the Pirates, and the ball is just ripping down the right field, the left field line, and you're watching this, you watch the ball, pow! I mean, whoa! She wasn't watching. So what I'm trying to say is keep your eyes open. Bottom line is, who's going to be the surprise team here in baseball?
This year? Yeah. I mean...
How about your Dodgers? Are the Dodgers ever going to rise above, man?
That would be a surprise.
Why is it a surprise? It's supposed to be like the super friend, like America's team almost.
Yeah, they do have that type of reputation thing. I think the Dodgers are going to be better this year. I mean, they got to get over the hump.
Clayton.
Yeah, I mean.
It's all about Kershaw.
It is.
You got to have some supporting talent for him.
That's true. And I think he's finally starting to rewrite the narrative of being like a choke in the playoffs after last year. So.
I don't think he's been injured a lot. And I give him props because he's carried this team when, Zach, most guys would be like at home, with their arm in a sling and this kind of stuff. I mean, he's went out there a few times, truly, truly hurt, and he's pitched hurt. And when you pitch hurt, you're taking time off your career. You know what I'm saying? Sandy Koufax pitched hurt, and look what happened to him. I mean, he ended up going early. Of course, that Tommy John surgery would have helped him out. But what I'm trying to tell you is, you got to think of longevity, and I think of longevity is in pitchers right now. I just don't know. Who stands out? Who's the Iron Man as far as pitchers are concerned in Major League Baseball right now? Who would you consider the Iron Man?
I can't even think of one because they all end up getting injured.
Yeah,
I mean, Bumgarner doesn't get injured too often, right?
You know what his real name? Bumgarner. That's his real name. James Garner of the Rockford Files? His name was Bumgarner too, but he changed it. When he went to Hollywood, he didn't think that Bumgarner was going to get over. Think he was right?
I don't think so.
You think James Bumgarner would have got over in the Rockford Files and Maverick and things like that? Probably not. Okay, what about the Rays? I mean, everybody says the Rays, are going to swing their way into prominence sometimes, but I just don't know. I look at the Rays every year and Tampa Bay's just like they're a team and they're there, but they're not there per se. They're never. I don't know. What's missing with Tampa Bay?
They don't really have that excitement factor, I would say, You don't really hear – they don't have, like, a star necessarily. I mean, I don't know. The Rays, I don't think – I wouldn't think too highly of them in terms of expectations.
I know, but if you keep doing piss poor year after year, Zach, you're going to do something different. I mean, even the 49ers, they hired a new coach.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so why not? Why do we keep looking at Tampa Bay year after year after year like they suck?
Well, it's not a big market, so I think that plays a big role.
You think it's all about money then?
I think it is a money thing. I don't think they'd be getting like as big of a TV deal as some of these other teams, because that's what a lot of this stuff is like TV money.
Okay, what about your boys down there, the Los Angeles Angels, who play where in Anaheim?
Yes, in Anaheim.
Okay, why do you think they wouldn't name themselves the Anaheim Angels, even though they're in the same market? No, but they're in the same market. It's in the same media market. You know what I'm saying? But why is it? I mean, because it's deceiving. If you're a person that lives in Bug Tussle, Tennessee, you're not a geography fan, right? You're not a big fan of geography. You would think that they played in Los Angeles.
Right, and I think, and it's really not that close to Los Angeles.
It's not that close. It's about 55 minutes, right?
Yeah, it takes a while.
And
that's like with no traffic and stuff. So.
And I went down. I used to do the fights in Irvine, California for the Z Channel. The Z Channel was a cable channel down there, probably way before your time. And we were in Irvine, California. That was another time. I had an amateur boxing team down there, and I brought 12 guys into a restaurant to eat and ordered 12 steaks, right? And the lady didn't think I had the money to pay for it. I'm paying for the entire boxing team. She goes, "Do you think you show me your money in advance?" I go, "What?" You think you show me your money in advance? See how these little, you know, 12 hungry boxers sitting there ready to eat too much. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach and Tad Young and I are here for another 25 minutes or so on the Sports Byline Broadcast. Of course, this is Johnny talking to his All-Stars live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Taco Man and the All-Stars here from 10 p.m. to midnight live each and every Saturday night. You are tuned to Johnny talking to his All-Stars live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio. Zach told me that's channel 203, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Scott Cuddy says, I got to go. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
I used to love hot days. Anything that's bad for a pitcher, I liked.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Why fight the traffic to Tahoe only to stand in long lift lines when you can cruise on up I-5 to Mount Shasta and ski and stay for the price of a Tahoe lift ticket? Weekday packages start at $75 per person per night at Mount Shasta Resort. No traffic, no long lift lines, no watching your back for out-of-control skiers. Magnificent Mount Shasta is the perfect family ski resort. Visit MountShastaResort.com or call 530-926-3030 for more details. 530-926-3030 now.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through this. I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape. But what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, too bad. Yeah, too bad.
Knew you'd be a vision in white.
Corey, 41 minutes past the hour. Zach Attack, time to talk about stroking it.
Masturbation?
No, no, no. The world of golf, man. Can you believe this? Would this only happen in Mexico or what? Rory McIlroy had a ball stolen off the golf course during the WGC Mexico Championship. Of course, that's going to conclude Sunday. But imagine that. Had his golf ball stolen. Could that only happen in Mexico?
Taco, man. Talking about your homeland?
I'm Puerto Rican. It doesn't matter, but could it only happen in Mexico?
I think so.
I mean, come on. You ever heard of a golf ball being stolen off? Have you, and all the times I've been watching golf, all the way back to Jack Nicklaus, I never heard of anybody stealing a golf ball off a major league course.
I've never heard of that. I didn't know that was possible.
Only in Mexico, baby. Of course, that's why Donald Trump wants to build that wall so the Mexicans can't come play golf at his Mar-a-Lago resort down there. Because, you know, a lot of Mexicans play golf down there at Mar-a-Lago resort down there in Florida. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thousands of them.
Logical, yeah.
Exactly. We know that about that. All right, let's talk about this WGC Mexico Championship, because another sport that we don't talk about, stroking it much. Of course, we're talking about the world of golf. WGC Mexico Championship. Of course, the PGA is on CBS, always, as always. Justin Thomas is in the lead. He's under 12 after three rounds. Dustin Thompson, minus 11. Rory McIlroy, minus 10. Phil Mickelson, minus 10. That's a pretty good foursome right there, man. Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy. The name that's missing? Tiger Woods. Is he ever going to play golf again?
I think he'll play again. I'm not sure that he'll get to the
in level. In the seniors tour or what?
I could see that.
I mean, but is he going to come back and play major league golf?
I'm sure he'll come back. He'll at least attempt it at some point.
Why?
Well, he has that, you know, he was supposed to be the best golfer ever. That was what he was supposed to become.
Really? Let's see what Tiger has to say. Tiger Woods. Man, Tiger Woods. Of course, he's talked about his issues with the wife.
I made so many mistakes.
And he's made a lot of mistakes. But he's talked about the issues with the wife and this and that. But, you know, he broke down as an athlete. He broke down. He got old, Zach. He just broke down like an old, like secretary, like an old horse. You hear what I'm saying? He just got old and he broke down. Plus, there was rumors that he had taken some Flintstone vitamins over the years as well. But guys get old, even golfers.
Yeah, they definitely do. And, I mean, Tiger Woods has had a lot of back problems the last couple of years.
Yeah, well,
that's pretty important in golf, so it's hard to recover from that.
Well, I would like to see Tiger Woods come back, because I think that it would get the attention back on the sport of golf, and we would talk about it more than just in a passing way, okay? Because the bottom line is, without Tiger doing golf, golf's not all that you want it to be. let's switch gears just a second. Colin Kaepernick is a free agent in the NFL. What does that mean?
Well, I know the Bears are considering him. I think a lot of teams will be interested, because he is still a talented quarterback.
Who plays for the 49ers?
At the end of the day, they've been talking about getting Kirk Cousins. People, you know, I don't know.
Oh, come on. They're not going to spend the kind of money to get Kirk Cousins, Zach Attack. Come on, you really think so? The 49ers?
I mean, the only reason I say that is because their offense.
This is my hometown, Holmes. Come on, this isn't Eddie DiBartolo. It's some dick named York.
it's definitely not the same ownership.
No, I mean Eddie D. Hey, listen, when we were going to watch Eddie D. games out there at the Stick, he used to feed us roast beef, leg of lamb, prime rib, anything you wanted, man. I mean, it was just fantastic food. Now we're here. You're lucky if you get hot dogs at 49er games. Okay, so. You think the 49ers, could the 49ers make a move on Cousins? You think they're willing to shell out that kind of coin?
I think it is possible.
Because he's number one. He, as far as money's concerned, he's going to be the guy.
I think it is possible. I think if I were them, I'd wait until the draft and see if they can. Because there's a chance. I mean, the Browns are not the best when it comes to picking in the draft. They got the number one pick. The 49ers got the number two pick. I'd see what the Browns did, and then I'd look at that.
Speaking of dicks, Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, he surfaced the past couple of weeks, says he's sober, is there any merit to any of his bull spit?
I have a hard time believing it, just because he's been through all this, you know.
Have you seen what he looks like physically? You and I were laughing at his body a couple of years ago, okay, a year and a half ago, we were laughing at his sunken chest. In fact, I said that he could become a drug smuggler. Why? He just hides some dope in his chest underneath his shirt. I mean, his chest looks sunken. It was a guy that was a member of the NFL. Come on, man, a Heisman Trophy winner. He looked like He looked like Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, it was not a good look, to say the least. I didn't really feel like he got a fair enough shot in the NFL, but with all the stuff off the field, it's kind of hard to imagine that somebody's going to want to take on that circus.
Is Martellus Bennett going to resign with the Patriots?
I doubt it. I mean, the Patriots they don't want to pay anybody. They'll swap out anyone, you know.
Well, you know they had Aaron Hernandez in that spot. Speaking of Aaron, you know, he is my favorite Terry, no doubt about that. About to go down for that second and third murder. There's a case for the death penalty. I mean, I'm not a big death penalty guy, but Aaron Hernandez is a guy that just kills people indiscriminately because a guy spilled a drink on him.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, think about that. The guy died because he spilled a drink on him?
There's something wrong with that. And I think that is probably the only realistic justification for a death penalty is if you're killing people.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not even a big death penalty advocate. I'm not at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you commit knowingly commit homicide and there's like no doubt about it. Look, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And you kill him. Maybe you need to pay the ultimate price. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to go death penalty. Anyway, Kirk Cousins is going to go number one. We think we hope he's going to the 49ers. And, of course, the 49ers have to undo the old York checkbook on that one. I think they could. I'm looking at some of these other things. Le'Veon Bell from the Steelers, he says he's franchise tag. Define that to me.
Ed, the franchise tag is a way that they can kind of like, It's a way around the salary cap in a way, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't necessarily count towards the salary
cap. Was Dez Bryant the franchise guy in Dallas at one point?
They've done that, yeah.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins was, and now I don't think he wants to have the franchise tag anymore. He's been the franchise tag for a while.
Hmm.
It's one of those things where usually you get paid less than you would.
How would Cousins fit in with the 49ers coach, and what do we know anything? What do we know about the 49ers offense this year? What do we know about it?
Well, the 49ers coach, he used to be the offensive coordinator for Cousins. So
interesting.
So that's why I was saying that. I think there's a possibility with that.
So there's more than a possibility then, because they know each other, and they did great numbers together and that kind of good stuff, right?
Right. So I think that could work out in terms of that. The only thing that I could see is that the 49ers have a high draft pick, so I don't know if they're not going to try to use that on a quarterback, even though it's not really a quarterback-heavy draft outside of, like, Deshaun Watson.
Were you surprised when I told you that I went to an NFL training camp in the past year? I won't say which training camp it was because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I saw a couple of guys who were absolutely so fat and so slobby that I couldn't believe that these guys were even athletes. I just couldn't believe it. So what's the story on that? I mean, I always thought the football players, when I was in high school, I didn't see guys that were like grossly rotund and fat and out of shape and this and that. How do these guys handle a set of downs?
I don't know how they do it. I mean, it's the type of thing with like Mark Hunt where it doesn't seem like he'd be able to do the stuff he does, but somehow he pulls it off.
Mark Hunt is the slow and Simone. Of course, he lost tonight to Alistair Overeem, knocked out in the third round in the USC 209 event, of course, emanating from where Las Vegas, Nevada, I believe, was it Vegas?
Yeah, it was the T-Mobile Arena.
Yes, I think they call that, the T-Mobile Arena. Now, that main event, Tyron Woodley and Stephen Thompson, will never see that again. Where does Woodley go next?
Woodley, I think that he could end up fighting Robbie Lawler, somebody like that. Someone, I could see that.
Lawler's a retread, though. Isn't there anybody like
that?
Nobody can jump out, like, you know, because at 185, listen, if this was boxing, this is what's wrong with the UFC. If this was boxing, Yoel Romero was ranked number one, and he had to step aside to let somebody else fight, would GSP and Bisping step in? They'd give him $1 million, but he'd have to agree. They'd say to him, well, how much money do you want to step aside? Well, I don't want to step aside. Well, if he didn't want to step aside, guess what? They had the fight. You know what I'm saying? But they don't have that choice in the UFC, and they're not. I know they're not getting $1 million.
That's how it should be. I think. I mean, Yoel Romero was the clear number one contender. GSP was retired, and now he's getting a shot at a belt in a division that he's never fought in. I mean, a lot of people like the UFC because it's supposedly different from boxing. Mm-hmm. But a lot of this stuff is pretty similar to the things that people don't like about boxing.
Do you think guys should get death matches one after the other in the UFC? Like, I'm talking about it, not death matches per se, but fights in which you are really probably not going to win or close. You know, I mean, like Holly Holm.
It's good for the fans, but I don't think it's good for the longevity of the fighters at all.
Zach Attack, but there's got to be some, you got to protect your product a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you've got to protect your product. That's why, you know, pro wrestling's worked. You know what I'm saying? They protect their athletes, protect their personalities. Here in the UFC, it's like they don't want guys getting super big because they got to pay in super big money.
Yeah, definitely. They don't want that. And, I mean, they really don't want anything to slip out of their control.
So Dana White now is faced with the position of having Conor McGregor want to go off and fight Floyd Mayweather. Now, if anybody else would do this, I would say it ain't going to happen. But Conor McGregor has got enough money, believe it or not. He's got enough money where he could tell the UFC to go get screwed. He really could.
He has what they call FU money, right?
I think that's what he's got. He's got that kind of money. Now, I don't think he'll do that. You think I'm right, though? You think Dana White don't come to a deal?
I think they'll come to some type of deal at some point. I mean, there's just too much money on the table. It makes too much sense financially.
Floyd Mayweather, a viable athlete, still at the age of 40?
Yeah, I think so. And I think when it comes to fighting a guy who's never boxed professionally, you know, it's not the hardest match in the world.
Is it just me, or would I pay lots of money to sit there and watch and pray to God that the 1,000-to-1 shot come off and Floyd Mayweather would get knocked the duck out?
Well, I think everybody likes to see the underdog type of thing.
They know underdog. We know we don't. Listen, if it was a boxing match, it should be like a 40-to-1 fight.
Yeah, something like
shouldn't
that.
Shouldn't even be no contest. But if McGregor steps on his foot, pulls one of Johnny Taco's old moves and steps on his foot and then clips with the right hand or left hand, anything can happen because he hits pretty hard.
You're right about that. He has that one-punch power.
But they're going to put him in 10-ounce gloves. That's going to be Mayweather. It's going to be Mayweather's secret weapon. He's going to put him in a 10-ounce glove. You put McGregor in a 10-ounce glove, that's 6 ounces more than he's carrying already. Guess what? He's not going to be able to punch all that hard.
This is going to deflate a lot of that
I think
power.
It will deflate. One last thing. Cain Velasquez, will we see him in 2017?
Yes, at some point. I mean, I'm sure he'll pull out of a couple fights, but we'll see him at some point.
Oh, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Taco Man. Johnny Talking is also, of course, I'm joined by my man, Zach Attack Young. Don't forget, tomorrow, that's Sunday. Take that back, later today, Sunday. 5 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Something called No Holds Barred. They talk both MMA and pro wrestling. Interesting show. Check it out. Zach will be there. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time, Sundays, right here on Sports Byline. This is Sports Byline, the Taco Man Show.
I think there are probably two goals that are pushing me right now. One is to get the all-time win record. Only 3 back of Sam on that one. And obviously the major record, 4 back of Jack. But I got to put it in perspective. You know, I've done it for, this is my 19th year, and I've had 79 wins. That's a pretty good clip.
So I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and, you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He's a bit shaggy, but he's clean. There he is.
The Condor Club up here on Broadway. We watched UFC 209 up there a little earlier. It was pretty cool. I mean, watching the fights there around all those beautiful women. Zach, we have the Sports Byline free lap dances. You coming up for that?
Jasmine wouldn't. That.
Say that again, Zach.
Jasmine wouldn't like
it. Zach's falling asleep. Zach drove up from L.A. tonight, folks. That's why Zach is not a heroin addict. He's not on heroin. No black tar heroin. He's tired. Zach Attack, 5 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow. No holds barred. I'll see you then.
No holds barred show.
That's right. You are tuned to Sports Byline. My name is Johnny Taco. I thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Don't forget, Johnny Taco airs each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But I also sort of morph into somebody else. Pedro Fernandez hosts Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then, of course, we come by at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Zach, what's the name of that show again?
No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred, baby. 2 hours boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling as well. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank my great producer. Yeah, sometimes we want to choke him. Sometimes we want to choke him, but he's in control here, so we can't. But he's a great Scott Cuddy. We thank him so much for his expertise. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 203. Remember, Sports Byline is always on SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 203. That's our base at SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Until next time, keep it up. Much love, much respect. Live from the city by the bay, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, live on Sports Byline.